Hello, good listeners. So we had a bit of a technical issue when we were recording this podcast in that one of the recordings went missing, which means I've had to fall back on Skype track. I always record as a backup. Those of you who have been party to podcasts where they use that in the past, you know the quality's not amazing, but I've done the best I can. I also haven't edited this too heavily because Microsoft podcast only ended a couple of hours ago and wanted to get this up as soon as possible. So here you go, the Oscar Mike Media E3 Microsoft special. Hello and welcome to the Microsoft E3 special podcast. I am sitting here with a lovely, lovely pizza in front of me. Also, fuck Don Matrick for that Usher pun. That was just terrible. We are joined today by, obviously, me, your host, Chris Lipscomb. Joining us for this Microsoft-based discussion, coming up first, is Peter Chapman, editor-in-chief of the SixAxis.com. Say hello, Peter.
Hello.
Next up, we have Blair. Say hello, Blair.
Blair's ignoring you.
Blair, say hello. No?
Maybe he's found his microphone, but he's lost his headphones.
Is Blair fucked up? Oh, Blair's not on this podcast because he's fucked up somehow.
Yeah. Sake, Blair.
All right, Blair, you can fuck off. You're not on this podcast because we haven't got time to fix it. Sorry, man. All right, so not joining us is Blair, because we can't hear you even if it is recording your end. Joining
we still love you, Blair.
We still love you. You are on the EGX podcast, so that's fine. Joining us is Josh Hood. Say hello, Josh.
Hello, Josh.
Joining us is Greg Aldridge. Say hello, Greg.
Hi, all.
And joining us for the first time ever is Aaron Suddy. Say hello, Aaron.
Good evening.
Right, that's everyone who's here. So, Microsoft, big thing, obviously, for me, I think, is smart glass, probably the biggest thing they showed. What do we think?
Which is depressing, really, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit, but it's very cool tech. So, for those of you who haven't seen it yet, smart glass is basically, you can interface, like, with your Xbox on your phone, your tablet, and you can stream stuff back and forth and all this kind of shit. It looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it's basically what Netflix does with TV shows and then also giving you like peripheral information about stuff that you're watching on the Xbox. Mm. And some tie-in stuff with games and things.
Yeah.
I think whether it's actually useful apart from like home media types will depend on how much of that like gamey thing that they tie in, like the map that they showed, whether like show producers will actually really bother to do any of that stuff.
Yeah, I think that's the big issue. I know the BBC trialed something like this about 2 years ago, but the big issue they had is it's a pain in the ass to create that much extra content.
I know I've seen like TV shows try to do it on iPad apps and things like that before, and they just found like people tried it once and then realized it was just distracting them from the show, so stopped using it entirely.
Yeah, exactly.
The only thing is that you can be sure that Microsoft know how to push this sort of stuff through. So if they want people to be developing for it, then they'll push people into developing for it, and they'll do that long after it's dead.
Yeah.
Really, Microsoft is what the PSP needed.
Basically, well, yeah.
Yeah. Look how hard Microsoft pushed their Zoom stuff. And even, you could argue, the way they're pushing Kinect, even though it hasn't really connected with gamers.
Oh, wait. Wait one sec. Blair, are you here now?
Yes, I am.
Oh. Yes, Blair. Yay. Yay. Blair's here as well.
My recording might be out by a bit, by the way.
That's fine. It's all right. Just we'll roll with it. So Blair's here as well. So yeah, I think it depends, yeah, how hard Microsoft can push this on content producers.
And also they could provide the tools to create this stuff fairly easily.
Yeah. I think given that they're doing this now, it seems even stupider that they're just killing off all their own content production. Because they would have had with Inside Xbox, they would have been like, hey, look, here's our flagship of how to do this really well. And now they're like, man, just go do it, whatever.
Yeah, have you seen the list of applications and stuff that they are bringing with the new TV and entertainment apps?
It's insane.
Yeah, it's basically all my nightmares made real.
I haven't, but I know they're like doubling the number they've got, which is awesome.
Yeah, no, when they killed Inside Xbox, which was a really quite decent sort of personality-led show with two guys that obviously got on and obviously could have a bit of banter and it was a bit of fun. They killed that off, and I said when they killed it off, God, I really hope they don't just replace this with more GameSpot shit and IGN stuff.
Yeah.
And they are replacing it with GameSpot TV.
Yeah.
So yeah, pretty much just the same overproduced generic video game internet TV show bullshit that you can already get everywhere else.
That sort of stuff depresses me so much. When they announced that YouTube was going to be doing that big partnership with like a mystery game producer to make their own game stuff, and then it just turned out to be IGN, and it's just like, oh, brilliant. More of that stuff.
Yeah. Like, they don't already have big distribution networks and big production studios. And none of it really has any personality.
Yep. So,
smaller, or somebody like Giant Bomb getting brought onto the dashboard. Although corporate types don't want that sort of outspoken.
No, that's the problem.
So it'll just be more generic overproduced bullshit.
I think
stay tuned for DSA TV.
Yes. I think though the biggest thing that probably ties into it is Internet Explorer on Xbox. There's actually gonna be a browser on the Xbox. And although it was just promo video, it looked pretty smooth.
Yeah, I think Internet Explorer could be really cool. And you'd be able to control that with the smart glass thing. So you'd be able to control it with your smartphone as well, which is something which has always been a problem with the PS3 browser.
Yeah.
You either need to plug a mouse and keyboard in, or you need to control it with a traditional DualShock. It's never been perfectly comfortable.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah. Well, look, so, I mean, like, obviously that reason is complete bullshit that they gave, but it is good reasoning. Like, that's not why it was left off the service till this point.
Do you know what? I felt like that announcement of Internet Explorer was more the heralding of the end of this generation than anything else. Because it basically means that they've given up charging people to use services now, and they're just going to let the whole internet be open to everyone.
Nah, man, Internet Explorer is going to be a gold service. You have to have gold to get Internet Explorer. That's my
really?
Bet. That's my fucking bet. I don't think they've said, but I'm betting they're like, nah, if you've got the internet, you have to be gold.
You know, you need to be. It'll be a gold service to use smart glass anyway. So, I think most of the Internet Explorer stuff will be sort of ring fenced behind gold.
Yeah, they're like,
it was the point that
going to pay for Internet Explorer
to watch Xbox E3. You had to have gold.
Yeah.
So someone pointed out you're essentially paying for a really long ad.
Yeah.
To be fair, that's cut, but you had to have gold to get some of their. I think Inside Xbox you have to have gold to get.
No.
There was something you used to be able to get, though, that was like a package like that.
Yeah, and the thing is, no matter what Microsoft announced, people say, oh, you have to pay to use that. Well, you don't. You know, you pay once and you can use everything.
Yeah, it's not like you're paying it again.
£40 a year for Internet Explorer.
Yeah.
It's an extra service that you get on top of the massive service that you pay for.
Yeah, the only case in which that is true is if you literally have gold to have, say, Netflix, and in that case, you're a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're paying £40 a year to use a fiver a month service on top of the actual subscription fee, you're an idiot.
I actually got my first gold subscription that I paid for was because I didn't like getting the demos a week late.
Yeah, that's a perfectly good reason.
Yeah, either that or we've just identified our idiot.
But I kind of think the everything with that was it looked awesome, but you were also like, this is kind of weird and crazy. You're springing a lot on us in one go, which I do think kind of ties in with maybe the end of a generation kind of talk. Like, they're just kind of like, oh, just fuck it. Look, next year we'll get the new one. So here's every idea we have left for the Xbox. Just have all of this and have some more content partners. And look, it plays NBA now, which I'm really happy about. That was literally my main wish for E3. So if they go, you can play NBA, but if it's only a fucking US service, I'm going to be pissed.
No, it's not.
Did they think big? Yeah. Did they think big? I don't think they thought that big. I think they could have gone bigger. I think smart glass is big. In terms of innovation, it's very cool.
But is it that innovative?
Well, in terms of tying it into a console, it is. And in terms of, yeah,
it is basically like AirPlay.
Yeah, but the basic content stuff was there in a lot of stuff, in a lot of other things. But they've tied together like five different ideas into one service that looks like it works really well.
Elements of it are, I think, already there in like Apple TV and AirPlay, and elements of it are already there in like Netflix and the way that picks up shows midway through and
yeah,
things
I
like
think
that.
The most depressing thing about the smart glass announcement is that Sony has had like two screen setup and three screen setup if you include like the Sony Ericsson stuff since they announced the PSP, and they are still not the people that are doing it, for Christ's sake.
Yeah.
Sony should have been
promised year after year, and
so
none of it.
Sony make fucking tablets, and they're like, whatever.
And you can play Crash Bandicoot on it, and that's it.
They have tablets, smartphones, PSP, and now the Vita, and they have the PlayStation 3, which is a centralized media hub.
Hell, they make fucking laptops, and that still doesn't tie into the PS3. That's just crazy.
Anytime they've ever made any sort of attempt to do it, it's always been terrible.
Yeah. It's just like they kind of gone, I guess we should do this. Just say, give one guy some money and he can go do it by himself. And, it wasn't very good. Well, I guess we shouldn't do that.
It's depressing because of how hard they pushed. Like, do you remember when you could get Sony Ericsson phones and there was Walkman ones and there was...
Yeah.
That
was awesome.
I'm trying to think what Bravia ones and Cybershot ones.
Yeah.
And they just never, ever bothered with the PlayStation.
No. And then
wasn't there a game where you could use the PSP as like a rear view mirror?
No, they said they were
Grand Turismo, they were like, look, you can use a rear view mirror. Oh, you actually could do it. No, it's just like a tech demo. Look how cool this tech demo is.
When it was still like Vision Gran Turismo, which was like the coolest like code name ever.
Yeah,
see, I think that Sony are kind of the antithesis. This is off subject a little bit, but they're kind of the antithesis of what Nintendo are, in that Sony have these great ideas and they show the demos and then they never bother with them.
Yeah.
Whereas Nintendo just sort of push everything out and don't really bother showing it
off. No, basically, does that mean
we're getting a Vitality Sensor game this year?
Oh, if only. But I think the difference is Sony show these great tech demos and then go, it might be quite hard to market it and stop. And Nintendo show these great tech demos and then just go, fuck it, and just go all in. And then you get to the point where your Wii U controller is a TV remote, and that's what happens if you're Nintendo.
I wouldn't be surprised if Nintendo show off like a similar kind of service to what Microsoft showed.
They've got to.
Smart Glass. See, I reckon they'll...
They have, haven't they, with the browser reveal yesterday.
Yeah, so maybe they'll have more, I don't know, third-party apps themselves that we've been keeping under wraps.
Yeah,
that whole moving things from the TV onto your remote thing, that was way back at the announcement last year, wasn't it? Like, you can play on one or the other.
Yeah, exactly. But I just don't think anyone's tied as many different elements in as Microsoft have done. Like, they seem to have just thought of so many different ways they can... It looks to me like what Microsoft typically do as a technology company, which they've done with a lot of products, is someone's come to them with the underlying technology and they've gone, great, how can we implement this? And then
more likely to work when Microsoft do it.
And then
I did like the Game of Thrones thing.
Yeah, that was cool.
Yeah, that was a cool scene where all the characters were. But I don't know how that would actually work.
Yeah.
It was a bit shit the way they kind of spoiled one of the really tense moments from Prometheus, though.
But they did say this is a trailer on the site, so
yeah.
They didn't have to play the whole clip.
After seeing all of the trailers together, basically I've seen the whole thing.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, you can blame Prometheus for that more than Microsoft.
Definitely.
Because they've just been crazy with their trailers.
That website that they showed in the Internet Explorer demo, it's basically one of those slider puzzles, and if you rearrange all of the clips in the right order, you get the whole film.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. what else are we excited about? The Xbox Music thing, that seems pretty cool, but it's basically just Spotify.
Yeah. So I missed that.
It's like Spotify and Zune.
I think when you look at like the games that they showed off, it definitely what we were saying earlier about it being sort of an end of a generation, like last hurrah for everything.
Yeah.
But not just that they've got all of their franchises coming out this year, but it's not from, a lot of them aren't from the main teams.
Like, no. Well, the main teams are working on the next thing, aren't they?
Obviously working on the next one. Like the fact that it's not Gears 4, it's Gears title. Tells you that Gears 4 is probably going to be very early on in the life cycle of the next Xbox.
Well, I thought it was quite interesting that a lot of the things that they showed off, they didn't put Xbox 360 branding on it all.
Yeah.
Which looks to that me like sort of brand repositioning for getting people ready for when they start saying, right, this is the new Xbox.
I believe Games for Windows Live on Windows 8 is now called Xbox for Windows or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. They're kind of... They're branching out with the Xbox branding a lot. But yeah, Josh is right. There were actually games at the press conference as well as very cool technology.
None of them were really surprising.
No, none of them were particularly shocking. Before we move on, I just want to say the coolest thing I think I saw with the media stuff was when they did the search and they just came up with multiple providers for like the film you wanted to watch. I thought that was fucking great. I thought that's a lovely consumer touch that is all about the consumers rather than about the corporations, which you sometimes feel that their announcements are a little bit about.
It's very much like what they've been doing on Windows Phone, actually. Like, I berate them for what they do with Windows Phone a lot, despite having one.
Yeah.
But they have a very different approach to services. They don't do, like, the siloed apps, for app for Netflix, app for whatever. Like, if you go into music, and then there's all of your services and you can sort of search across all of them. And it's very similar to what they were showing off at the conference. Like, it doesn't matter where you get it from. It's just that you have it, basically.
Which I think is fucking great. Right, so quickly going through the games that were there. Halo 4, what do we think? I thought it looked pretty good. It looked like Halo, but a new Halo. So
I'm not really that big on Halo, so it didn't do much for me. But it did look a bit better than Reach. I thought Reach was very average.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm not really a massive Halo fan, but it did look pretty cool. It looks good to have sort of new things in it as well, like the new weapons, the new enemies, and sort of freshens it up a bit.
It looks a bit like Mass Effect as well, some of the weapons and that Gamlock was saying.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Just the design of them did look a little bit Mass Effect-y.
I'm sure I heard Seth Green's voice in there at one point.
Yeah. What I did love was when he picked up the Forerunner guns, the way they kind of assembled themselves, I thought that was a really cool little effect.
I didn't see that actually because the stream was messing up. But if it is how you described, that was always one of my favorite bits in Borderlands, the way the guns sort of all sort of spun into position and things like
that. Yeah, it was very much like that. It was very cool. And the other thing I quite liked was the little video overlay in the corner of the screen, which a lot of games had done, but it looked quite nice. Then Don Matrick came out and said, hey, it's the Xbox press conference, which we kind of figured out because they just played a fucking massive Halo video.
Was it me, or did Don Matrick get introduced like in a big way every time he appeared, even if he came on stage for like 30 seconds to say something?
It's because he's like the head honcho, so he's in charge,
does what he likes.
Yeah.
He can make him do it.
Yeah, exactly. Splinter Cell Blacklist looked good.
Oh, Splinter Cell
looked
good,
but it doesn't look like Splinter Cell.
No, but the last Conviction was like that. Conviction was all about shooting and very little about hiding.
Was awesome.
Yeah, and awesome. they've just kind
the
of
new
moved
part
on
kills,
a bit.
The slow-mo kills and all that look amazing.
Yeah, exactly. I just kind of think they've moved forwards a little bit in the series, and it's less about stealthing and more about shooting.
Tactical espionage action.
In the same way that Metal Gear Solid 4 was. Yeah. Where it was more about the shooting than about the stealthing.
With less crazy microwaving.
Yeah. The Kinect voice recognition stuff in that looked quite cool, where you could just shout and it made noise in the game. I thought that was fairly cool. Floaty stuff is back, which is good, because the floaty stuff from the from Conviction was pretty awesome.
Is it back?
Is it? I didn't see it in the trailer.
There was definitely floaty stuff right at the end.
Really? Good. And the projections and all that sort of shit. They brought that into Ghost Recon as well, so it'd be weird to see it.
There was definitely floaty stuff right at the very end. Oh, and it's quite cool that he's the head of fourth echelon now. Or as Peter said, forward echelon.
Shut up.
Do you reckon it'll be an exclusive?
They didn't say, which is very curious.
No, I don't think it will be.
Yeah, I agree.
DLC. Exclusive we'll DLC out. Is what happened.
I wonder if it's not exclusive whether we will ever see Conviction on PS3. Only because it's very strange that you can only get the collection on PS3.
Yeah.
And then if you get this one, you'll just have a massive chunk in the middle where you miss it.
Yeah.
Sure, and the PlayStation Network, as well. The PlayStation Network used the box art from Splinter Cell Conviction in order to advertise their earlier Splinter Cell package.
Really?
Which I found really bizarre.
Did anyone else play the 3DS version of Splinter Cell?
No.
Oh god.
I didn't know they'd made one.
I played the 3DS version of Ghost Recon, and that was brilliant, like the tactical game.
Yeah. Oh, that was like the top down thing, wasn't it?
Right. Next, because we've got to move quite swiftly. Obviously, people listening to this don't know. The reason we're going through this so quickly is the EA press conference starts in about 40 minutes. So we kind of need to get through this so we can tell you all about EA, what happens there. And strangely, next up was EA Sports. Andrew Wilson came up on stage, talked about Madden 13 and FIFA 13 better with Kinect. They looked fine.
Yeah, they looked all right.
They were like, hey, you can call plays. And you're like, well, that's the exact use that everyone predicted for Kinect in this.
I like the swearing at refs, if only because I think that's the first time a game has ever punished you for swearing.
Yeah, I thought that was awesome. And I did think the voice control in Madden looked a lot better because it kind of makes more sense. In the context, like calling plays and stuff.
I think, I'm not sure, I caught little bits of this part of the conference because I was busy with other stuff.
Yeah.
But I think I would prefer, rather than, like on FIFA, rather than shouting out substitutions you want to make, I think I would prefer to be able to shout to make people take runs. And
you can do that, yeah, in Be a Pro. You can do that.
Really?
Bit. Yeah, they said in Be a Pro, you can be like, give me the ball, and it'll kick you the ball.
Oh, that's like just the pass call button.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but it would be good, like you say, it'd be good if they advanced that, and that's surely going to be something they build into, like, FIFA 14.
The cool thing for the subs and stuff like that was that you could use, I think it was the smart glass thing again, that you could bring up on the tablet and do all your subs that way.
Yeah,
that
I mean,
like a much more sensible way
That looked brilliant, which kind of did kill off voice control a little bit. And also the stuff that they were showing, again, with the plays for Madden, I thought that looked really cool, where you could just draw new plays on the tablet. And it worked
basically
out what you meant.
Kinect has been made obsolete by the iPad.
Basically, yeah. Also, I thought Joe Montana looked super happy when he was playing stuff. He just looked like he was really enjoying it. And you're like, good for you, Joe Montana. You actually seem to like this game. Like,
Joe Montana's a legend.
And not just in a you've been paid to like this game kind of way. He actually seemed quite psyched about it.
Not in an Usher kind of way.
No, oh, God, Usher.
Oh, God, that
was terrible. We'll get on to Usher. The best thing about Usher, though, was they did build a secondary stage just for Usher to appear from.
Should have built him into it.
next up was Fable the Journey, which was a new trailer, and I thought looked fucking awful.
Don't pull any punches, Chris.
It looked like a PS2 game. It was just terrible.
Am I the only one that feels like a lot of these games were just like, here's another trailer for the game. We've not actually got anything new to show you in any way. This is just some more gameplay footage.
Yeah, I just thought that looked terrible. There's nothing else to say about that because there was literally nothing there.
Yeah, you find that like there was a lot of games talked about at the conference, and then you look at TSA and there's like barely any story about it because they didn't tell you anything.
Yeah,
there was nothing interesting to tell you, and if it was just exclusive downloadable content.
Yep. Gears of War Judgment, a new chapter in the Gears of War saga. And the most interesting bit about that trailer was the People Can Fly logo at the end.
We knew that a couple of days ago, though.
Yeah, but it was confirmation. But I thought that trailer looked all right because we haven't seen the trailer before. We've just seen screen grabs from it, haven't we?
Yeah.
It looked all right. Forza Horizon, there was a trailer for it.
That's another one. We've got the B team working on it as well.
Yeah, looked alright. Did what Forza trailers do, which is just like, look at cars! You gonna tell me anything I can do in the game? No, but here are cars.
Cars and dubstep.
Yeah, man, you gotta have dubstep in a Forza trailer. That's how Forza works. And something about
that's all racing games are now. Just cars and dubstep.
The only thing that irritated me with that trailer was the way that they were like, you need to get down to the Horizon Festival. And like, oh, don't make Horizon like an actual thing in the game. Like, Horizon's just
let it be a Horizon. Don't make it a thing.
It sounds like a cool name. Don't make it like a thing in the game.
The logo looks like Woman's Weekly as well.
But the main thing I thought with it is it looked like Forza Need for Speed.
Which is what it is.
Yeah, it is
Forza
Hot Pursuit, really.
Yeah, it was like, hey, swipe cars off. You're like, all right, okay then.
Yeah, keep your eyes open for Gran Turismo at Sony's conference as well.
Yeah.
And we'll see if it was the same way.
The amusing thing about what Peter was saying about the logo was I went into a game station the other day. They've actually changed the colouring on the logo because it looks too, like, gay mag. they've actually gone in clearly to Photoshop before they've printed out the covers. Everything else is the same. It's not just a filter. They've gone through and like painted it over with a different color so it doesn't look quite so weird. Yeah.
Then there was the media stuff, blah, blah, blah.
Wait, I was thinking Forza Horizon. If they've got tag in that, and it's even more awesome. Just like probably smashing each other up. That'll be so much fun.
That will be amazing, actually. Yes, we will play the shit. Me, you, and Peter will play the crap out of tag if that is a thing. Just smashing each other with cars.
It's good in Forza, but it's a bit too realistic for it.
Yeah, exactly. Plus, I might be able to drive in this version.
Yeah. I prefer games like.
Then we had the media stuff. Which actually, given the pre-press conference speculation that media was going to be really heavy, was actually quite small, I felt.
I think it was half and half, exactly. I think it was 45 minutes of games and 45 minutes of other stuff.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. Particularly as the smart glass bit was quite long as well. So, yeah. Nike Plus Connect training, but I've written Mike in my notes for some reason. So Mike Plus Connect training looked fine. Looked like they made another
exercise game.
Yeah.
Nike on it.
Yeah, which I'm fine with that. It looked alright. You could tell it was an exercise game because you're made out of cubes. The most interesting bit of that was finding out that Nike started in 1970s selling shoes from the back of a car, which I was like, that's quite an interesting fact.
That's funny because Nike counterfeiters now still shoes from the back of cars.
Yeah, exactly.
Full circle.
They are the future, clearly.
After that was smart glass stuff, which we kind of talked about. Tomb Raider gameplay trailer looked pretty awesome. She holds her bow the wrong way, which irritated me.
No puzzles.
It's gangster style.
Yeah. No, but you can't, if you hold a bow side.
The arrows from the hood.
If you hold a bow sideways, you don't get as much pull. So.
I know they get a lot of grief for how similar it looks to Uncharted, but it was quite funny to actually watch through that gameplay demonstration and sort of tick off in your head going, yep, that bit's from Uncharted 2, and that's from 3, and that's from Golden Sun. The bit that didn't pop up last. Just tell that's going to go the other way in the next Uncharted.
Yeah.
Yeah, the next Uncharted is going to be all about puzzles. Gonna be really, really heavily puzzle based.
It's gonna be a puzzle game. It's gonna be Bejeweled.
calling it.
My body is ready for a Nathan Drake and Professor Layton crossover.
Sony press conference 2 a.m. tonight. It's gonna come out and start and be like, right, fuck it, Bejeweled Uncharted, done.
and then you wake up and it's a real thing.
Oh god. but I thought that trailer looked pretty awesome. Oh, a timed exclusive DLC on the Xbox. Which presumably is gonna be like some extra mission, which I guess will be at some point in the story, Lara's gonna get knocked out, and then you're gonna be like, oh, what happened while she was knocked out? And then it'll be like, buy the DLC to find out. Oh, great.
I really hope it's like some kind of Far Cry 3 trilogy sequel.
In this DLC, do you just play someone that's knocked out, so it's just a blank screen for about an hour?
It's just like the bit in Uncharted 3 where you just walk across the desert for about half an hour. You just sort of press buttons in the hope you wake up.
It'll be like, oh no, it'll be something like at the end of it, she gets bonked to the back of the head, so she forgets like the last 2 hours or something.
All right, yeah, she forgets.
It should be like that. Yeah. That's what the fuck they think with the Deus Ex, the new Deus Ex one in the DLC, and that was literally just the end of that was it was like, and at the end of this, he had his memory wiped. You're like, great, well done. You've put no effort into that from a storyline perspective at all.
Still better than
Mass Effect,
the ending.
Probably. Next up was Phil Spencer, head of Microsoft Game Studios, came out again. He was like, hey, we're going to make 3 new games in XBLA. And people were like, yay, XBLA games. And then he was like... And then he basically just went, all right, we have 30-second trailers for you because we have like a minute and a half to show this stuff. Because that's all they would give us.
Here's the most interesting part of the conference. It's this 30 seconds.
Yeah. Ascend New Gods. Something with, like...
It
looked kind of like just stabbing people a lot. It looked like...
Yeah, it's a third-person action game, isn't it?
It looks like they've made...
I love that it's called Ascend New Gods. Like, yeah. God of War Ascension.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I never noticed that.
A ripper.
Yeah, there was a lawyer somewhere going... How close can we get to getting sued? That's right. Made by Signal Studios, the guys who made Toy Soldiers. That's out sometime in 2013. Looks all right. Loco Cycle from Twisted Pixel, and that was literally it.
Yeah, I actually didn't see the last one.
That's
an assassin robot motorbike or something.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Went, look how awesome this motorbike is. And you're like, all right.
It's basically Tron meets Knight Rider, and then we don't know the rest.
Yes, it is Tron Knight Rider, and then something. It's
something that we don't know yet.
It's the typical internet equation, isn't it? It's Tron Knight Rider ? Profit. So
yeah, Splinter Cell Blacklist is coming to PS3 and PC as well.
Is it? Cool. Let's confirm then. That's by Twisted Pixel. Looked all right. And then Mata is made for Kinect, out in 2013, and
directed
by
Gore.
Yeah, my notes say Gore. Someone. It's the guy who directed Pirates of the Caribbean.
We were talking about this in the Skype chat. It's really weird that whenever a film director comes over to games, they don't make this big like artsy creative thing. They make a puzzle game.
Yeah,
because it happened with Boom Blocks with Steven Spielberg, and it's clearly happening again.
And the thing with that was, I thought the aesthetic looked so Portal.
Yes, I agree with that.
It was down to like the colouring and the way stuff glowed. You were looks really cool.
It was atmosphere rolling around a Tron landscape, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it's funny if you look at there's an indie game called Cube, and it got a little bit of grief because of how much it looked like Portal. And this game is basically if you were between those two, like very similar to both of them.
Yeah. Looked all right, though. Looked quite interesting. Gonna be some kind of Kinect puzzle game, so whatever. And then Resident Evil 6. Gameplay trailer. Shot stuff. My notes say...
I missed that completely.
Yeah, my notes literally say Resident Evil 6. Gameplay, shooting, stabbing, zombies.
This might be a controversial opinion, but don't get me wrong, because I love Resident Evil, but I thought that trailer looked shit.
I thought it looked really boring.
It did.
Nothing about it made me want to go, that looks really interesting.
Yeah. And the main...
It was just generic action-y
shit. I really liked them.
How can you make a grenade down some stairs boring? Zombies and exploding. How can that turn boring?
Yeah.
Who managed to do that?
My favorite...
Hello, Capcom.
My favorite bit as well is right at the end, where they like crash through the glass and they fall into another bit of glass that cracks, and they're surrounded by zombies. And I just like, just shoot the floor out from underneath you and just fall through the second layer.
The trailer ends.
Yeah, just shoot out the second layer of glass and you'll be fine. Oh, and the dude.
Lots of heroes falling onto cracked glass.
And also. Yeah,
wasn't that in the Tomb Raider as well?
Yeah.
Yeah. It also
just all ripping off Jurassic Park.
It also had the weirdest. That's Jurassic Park 2, I'll have you know.
I'm sorry, I watched more than one day.
It also had the weirdest quick time event in that there was a quick time event to fly the helicopter. It was like, press X to help to fly the helicopter. Like,
you have to rotate the left stick really, really quickly.
I guess so.
It's impressive that manages to take the weirdest quick time event like award from Jason.
Yeah, that, I mean, it was a pretty weird quick time event, though. Just press X to fly. No, it wasn't press X. It was keep hitting X to fly the helicopter.
It kind of depresses me that Quantic Dream didn't get bought by Microsoft so that in the next game you can just shout Jason instead of pressing X.
Oh, such a shame. Looked all right. Yeah. Next was Alex Ruiz from the Xbox Live team, who looked like the only person at the press conference who was happy to be there.
It's like Microsoft have moved on from that, like, being really hip thing that they had a couple of years back with Connectimals.
Oh, God, that
and that's terrible. The one person that remains on the staff from that era. It's just... Hey.
Yeah. She seemed super excited about everything. So...
Bless her.
Yeah, I was just...
I thought she was lovely.
No, I thought she was great.
Doing her best.
No, I'm not slacking her off. Yeah. I thought it was nice to have someone who actually gave a shit about the game they were presenting.
Shit game.
She was presenting Racketeer, which Peter immediately exploded in chat when he heard that name with just pure rage.
it is shit, isn't it?
Oh, it's a fucking terrible name. It's so lazy. Word.
And it's very close to that indie thing, Racketeer, as well.
I like that when a bomb or something hit a small part of the wall, it was like they'd never heard of destructible scenery. The whole thing just collapsed.
Yeah, it's like it was made out of cornflakes.
Massive square of it.
Yeah.
It looked like just your average Kinect crap.
Looked alright for a Kinect game. Nothing particularly special. It says my notes, Racketeer. Cannons, explosions, Kinect exclusive, and avatar use, which is quite cool. I'm all on board with avatar use. The big thing I noticed in that demo as well was they seem to have fixed a lot of their lags they had from previous years, which is obviously partly is the software on Kinect getting better, but I think they've probably fixed some of the encoder issues for the big screen TVs.
Yeah, they've worked out how to plug it in better, haven't they?
Yeah,
it looked much better there. Yet when you got to the Usher bit, it was clear that it wasn't it was pre-recorded gameplay footage, because not only was it miles behind like the actual dancers, but at one point all the dancers stopped and they were getting top scores.
Oh, I assumed that the gameplay footage was nothing to do with what was going on the stage. They just realised they probably need to show gameplay footage at some point.
Just downloaded from the internet and shoved it in.
Yeah. Yeah. So
our monitor supposed to be working on something big. Was this it? Was this what our monitor was working on?
Yeah, I guess so. They're working on.
I'm actually more excited for Rock Band than this.
Yeah. No, man, I'm super...
my favourite company and my least favourite company at the same time.
I'm so excited for Dance Central 3, man. It's got Usher in it. Usher just came out and I don't know what that was. He danced for a bit. He's like, hey, I'm Usher.
For about 10 minutes.
I can't remember who it was, but someone was saying... I think it was Gamok. It was just like, they're so clearly playing for time. They were clearly like 5 minutes short on this press conference. And they just went, just get Usher to dance. That'll fill it up.
I've got no interest in Dance Central 3, but that announcement makes me happy just to know that there will be a dance game at Eurogamer this year.
Yeah. Because as I announced on Twitter, the script has been written for this year's video.
It's good. It's good.
Yeah. It is good. If it works, if we can pull everything in that video off perfectly, it's going to look fucking amazing. And the other thing that I might work in if we can do it is Mini Lipscomb has challenged me to a dance-off at Eurogamer.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing.
We'll have to get a zoom lens for the camera.
But the thing is, he's actually the thing is though, he's actually got Kinect, so he can actually practice. I don't have Kinect at home. The only time I play Kinect is at Eurogamer to do dance games, and that's it. So yeah. Yeah.
It's not about who wins the game, Chris. It's about who looks the most ridiculous.
That's true. I will look the most ridiculous by a mile. Before Dance Central 3, we kind of skipped over it. There was South Park.
I was wondering where that came in, somewhere along the line.
Yeah, there was South Park, Trey Parker and Matt Stone came out, took the piss out of Microsoft, something chronic right at the beginning, and they're not getting invited back next year.
What did they actually say? Because I missed it.
They said, our game allows you to experience South Park from your TV, on your phone, on your iPad, while sitting in the toilet, in your refrigerator. you're like, no, it doesn't do any of that. We're just fucking with you. So, yeah, that's...
That which is really disappointing, well. Because after standing mode and sitting mode, that would make the next like connect mode sitting on a toilet in the fridge.
Yeah, man.
That's how you unlock extra costumes. Connect, scan the toilet.
They
points based on how good a poo it was.
Yeah. They seem to make a worryingly big deal about the fact that the main character in the game is going to be a create your own character.
Which well, was, yeah, that's because it's an RPG, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but they were making such a big deal out of it. And to me, that's such a minor box check.
It's probably quite major for them, though, because they own all the other characters and they don't want them fucked up by some stupid Xbox game.
That's true.
See, I was quite surprised they didn't have a map of South Park. They're building that from scratch. Mm.
Yeah, that's what I thought was quite interesting. That they were saying, like, we've never had to work this out before because you just cut from house to house.
Yeah, and I think it kind of all fits in with the... Well, I don't really know that much about South Park, but it definitely seems like it's kind of made in a very half-assed way.
Yeah, it does. It's awesome.
Like, it's like, yeah, just fuck it. We don't care where people's houses are. Just, like, there are certain people that would make a TV show like that and would know every minute detail.
Yeah, well, it seems like South Park.
It clearly Game of Thrones knows every single detail because they have a map app for it now.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah,
I want that map.
And then, as I stated at the beginning of this podcast, fuck you, Don Matrick, for your ushering in pun, because that was just awful. That didn't need to be said. That was just absolutely terrible.
I knew it was coming though.
I've just been given wedges by Davs, which is quite nice. Just came in and gave me a wedge for some reason. Very nice of him. It's lovely.
I really hope you mean potato wedges.
Yeah, it was a potato wedge.
Dabs just came in and gave me a wedge.
Which is quite nice of him. And then they finished off Black Ops 2, which was, Jesus, for what happened in that trailer, it was dull.
Yeah, was that trailer about 4 hours long?
It was so long.
I missed a bit of it, but it was still going.
Yeah.
If you want to know the math calculation that makes that, it's shoot, bang, ~profit.
Yes.
I'm a bit disappointed because I like the first Black Ops quite a lot compared to other Call of Duty games. Hopefully it'll still be good, but just a bit disappointing.
It was also the fact that in the middle of the trailer they went, in the interest of time, and clearly skipped out like 20 minutes, which was just ridiculous.
Why not make your game interesting enough?
Yeah.
So E3 have always been dreadful.
The main thing with it as well that I thought was the fact that there was a jet in there, like a VTOL jet, that was A, hovering like 20 feet off the ground, which is just impossible, and B, the fact that no one was getting killed by the jet wash from it.
There seemed to be no effect. Like, there was no dust came up from anything that happened. No, like, there was no windswept-ness or anything. It was just run through the level.
From the future. That's why.
Oh, clearly.
And the other thing was obviously, you know, it's the future because the president's female.
They were like, wasn't polar bears.
They were like, look, it's a sassy woman president. Therefore,
well, they can't have the
future.
Black, if only she was like Cuban or something as well.
But yeah, that trailer, I felt like I would have taken a piss in the middle of that trailer, come back, and it would have still been going.
I kind of think that it might still be going now.
Just everyone's left, and he's
checked.
The guy's still playing.
But it could still be going.
The guy's still playing Black Ops.
I'm doing it. I'm getting right to the end.
And also, that the thing was, they showed off all the future stuff. I was like, that's not the interesting bit. Show me the stuff that happens in the 80s. That's cool.
Yeah.
Keep your quadrocopters. We want mullets.
Yeah. Oh, and the main thing, I was like, you're watching that, you're like, man, there are a shit ton of drones in the future. I mean, like, a lot of drones. Probably should have made less drones because now they're all killing you.
That's basically the message of the game. Make less drones.
Yeah, please. Look, this is what happens if you make a lot of drones. Just have people.
Yeah, it's essentially the next step of Skynet after what Microsoft are doing without screen, like, glass stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, let's make intelligent network systems. Now let's make drones. I'm going to say, right, now let's put those intelligent network systems in drones. And then we're all screwed.
Yep.
Nobody take a particularly violent television show and sort of swipe it over onto a drone because it'll kill you.
In the middle of this podcast, I've just fixed my laptop, which is quite nice. Right, to multitask. So anything else we really want to bring? Anything else we really want to bring up?
I did have one thing. It may be that I'm making it a bigger thing than it is, but I found it interesting, given that GTA 5 is probably going to come out at some point before the next E3, that Microsoft made zero mention of it at all.
Yeah.
Like, even if they didn't have anything to say about timed exclusivity, you would have thought there would have been like a comment like, just remember that over the next year, the Xbox 360 is the only place you'll find Halo, Gears, GTA, and whatever. There was none of that.
The fact that Microsoft didn't mention GTA 5 at all means that somebody else has bought the exclusive rights to talk about it on stage.
I honestly think it's going to come out at Nintendo's. And I know it's going to come back and bite me in the ass because in a couple of hours we'll find out and it won't.
I think it'd
be more of a surprise there because they're going for mature games. They're going for, like, we know that it's roughly comparable with the PS3 and the 360.
I think. Yeah. After all the stuff with Chinatown Wars, though, Nintendo might be pushing it a bit.
Mm.
It might be difficult for them. I mean, it's obviously the Wii U is going to be a massive platform, so it probably won't hurt them.
But... Could you imagine, though, GTA 5 with the Nintendo seal of approval on it?
What, you run around as your Mii avatar?
I presume that's going to be what happens with, like... Aliens Colonial Marines. There's just going to be like the box art is just going to be some guy being ripped to shreds and just at the bottom. Nintendo seal of approval.
That's just going to be amazing.
Well, Mad World was quite a good gory game for a Nintendo console.
Mm. It's true. Right.
The other obviously absent thing which I noticed and picked up on was that they didn't mention at all Kinect Harry Potter. But I would have thought that maybe it's more of a big franchise here than it is in the States. But that's a pretty big name and a big game to get.
Yeah.
I kind of felt like maybe Microsoft wanted to publish it, and when Warner Brothers turned them down, they were just like, fuck it then, we're not going to talk about it at all, ever.
Yeah.
Because it's
I just wish they had announced something bigger than
Harry Potter.
The most interesting thing for me was no 2013 Halo announcement.
Yeah,
because they're breaking a streak if they stop making Halo games every fucking year for no apparent reason.
I think it'll be another off one next year, like for the launch of the next console. Like whether it's another like redone, remade one, or whether it's something like Halo Wars that's a bit separate. I'd be very surprised if we get another like mainline story one.
Oh yeah, it's not gonna be a mainline story one because they haven't really done a mainline story one since Halo 3. But
I mean, especially if Gears is coming out next year as well.
Yeah.
If there's a main Gears for a long
time. Oh yeah, there won't be a main Halo next year, but there's got to be a Halo. They're on like a six, seven year streak now. Like they've really put some effort into getting this thing going. They had Halo 3, Halo Wars, Halo ODST. Halo.
Now there's an entire development studio that's like the biggest one at Microsoft Studios, tasked with solely making Halo games.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think they maybe could have avoided that this time because they don't want to have two different Halo games on show at the same press conference. Yeah. They'll get the back rip, especially when they have nothing else really to talk about.
Yeah, but to be fair, they've done that before. They've done that twice before.
Yeah, and they always get the piss taken out of them.
Yeah, that's true.
And they generally have other things to sort of fill it out with as well.
I think that they have, it is such a big franchise now, and it's such a big deal, and they have the infrastructure in place that they could easily announce it in January and not need a big show to launch it. They announce it in January and show it at the following E3.
I mean, but we're assuming that there could be like what Nintendo did with the Wii U and Sony did with the NGP, that the 360 successor announce event isn't at E3. It's a thing up back in March or something like that, in which case it would much more sense to show it then.
Yeah,
true.
That's true. Look what it can do.
It's true.
That's true.
I think both of them got announced in March, didn't they? Wii U and the
they NGP, got announced at that thing that they have in Japan, didn't they? The like GDC, but in Japan.
Yeah, around that
they
time.
They have like a keynote thing. Microsoft years event as well. So they had X10 and X11. Something for that.
Yeah. Best comment I've just seen on Twitter about it is coming up at the EA press conference, the ending to The Dark Knight Rises, also more Prometheus spoilers.
You just wait until they like there's going to be like a love film app for the Vita or something at the Sony conference, and that there'll be more Prometheus and maybe some Amazing Spider-Man or in Black or
yeah. I was just waiting for them to spoil last night's Game of Thrones for me.
Yeah,
but I was gonna have to get on a plane and go and get a bit stabby.
Well, yeah. we've had sports, we've had movies, we've had TV shows. All that we need is for someone to come out and just play a bit of Steps or something now, and we've pretty much done all of the media in one event.
Joe, it'd be amazing if they preemptively, it hasn't even happened yet, but if someone comes out and spoils the NBA playoff finals. Like, haven't even occurred yet, but they're like, nah, here's what's going to happen in the NBA playoff finals. Fuck you guys. Right, that's it. We've got to go because EA starts in like 10 minutes and I need to open the window because it's really hot in this room. Yes, so that is Microsoft's press conference. Thank you for listening, mostly to me eating pizza. We'll be back tomorrow with Sony because this will probably go up tonight because I hate myself.
Plus the EA one will be really uninteresting to you.
Yeah, because I'm not going to be watching the EA one because I'm going to be editing this podcast at the same time. Thank you all for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, Sony and Nintendo. Yay. Alright, E3, bye.
That was like 100.